The American transport consultant behind Wellington's new bus network, Jarrett Walker, blames the capital's bus chaos on the implementation, not the design. Bus passengers have frequently complained about hubbing, which requires users to make multiple bus changes to complete their journey. Mr. Walker told our Wellington reporter, Mariana Johnson, the system does work, but Wellington's implementation was flawed.
If I were in Wellington living through this right now, I am sure I would be as furious as many of the customers are. What has to be done is we have to separate out the network design from things that have gone wrong in the implementation. And I know Greater Wellington Regional Council has acknowledged that the implementation has not gone well. They have a consultant coming in to review that and to come up with ways to improve it. I know it is improving to some degree, but many things have gone wrong with the fact that a new operating company was brought in at the same time as the routes changed, that the schedules didn't always have enough time. So all sorts of other things have gone wrong at the same time, which is why you can't really judge the network design based on the unfortunate things that are happening around the implementation.
Is it just the implementation, do you believe, is the reason that connecting buses aren't showing and the hubbing model isn't working? Or is there something about the design that could have been improved?
I am not close enough to this to be sure. I last worked on this network 6 years ago, and so what I can defend is the original scheme and concept of the network, and certainly not the details of how it's been implemented or how the schedules have been written. I can tell you how it should work is that connections should be fast. They should be timed so that you wait only a few minutes at a connection point, and that's certainly what we intended when we designed the network. I think that the council has acknowledged that not all of that has worked. They've acknowledged that the things aren't running on schedule and that they have other things to address there. But I don't think that's a problem with the design. It's clearly a problem with the implementation.
You're quite a proponent of hubbing and the hubbing model. How do you tell someone that's previously only had to catch one bus direct route from their home to the hospital or work or school? How do you tell them that this system will improve their way of getting around the city?
We don't generally promise that everyone will find the plan to be an improvement. We make an argument about, you know, where this needs to be done. I don't go around the world just stamping this model on everywhere. It arises out of the particular problems of the city. And you have this particular problem of having this enormously constrained path through the center city. And also the problem of having many of these little neighborhoods where you just have to drive up a hill and back down and can't really combine it with anything else. We have, so in that particular geography, it made sense that we could not run a direct bus service from everywhere, from every bus stop in the city to the center city. The center city doesn't have room for that.
You've also worked on the public transport redesign in Dublin, and there have been similar reactions there as there have been here in Wellington. Are you saying that there's nothing in this design model that you use that doesn't work?
It does work. However, there are many, many things that can go wrong, and it sounds like some of them are going wrong in Wellington. In Dublin, we're at a different stage. In Dublin, we're at the stage that we were at 6 years ago in Wellington, where we've just released the first plan to the public. So the public is seeing this for the first time. And of course, they're having all kinds of reactions to it. That's normal when you release a plan. It's normal that there are lots of concerns. Many people will be upset whatever you change. And so there is always a difficulty of, there's always the challenge for local elected leaders to decide, you know, are we willing to deal with a certain amount of outrage? Because I always counsel elected leaders to, you know, prepare for this to be difficult. And I know it's difficult for residents dealing with changes in their services. So the only argument for it is really that, you know, doing nothing was even worse, and that there are great new opportunities that can arise for the city in terms of having more frequent services that are more useful to help the city develop in a way that's even more supportive of public transport in the future.
That was Mariana Johnson, our reporter, speaking with the designer of Wellington's new bus network, Jarrett Walker.